Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm joining you, even though I'm a little bit hoarse and raspy, and hanging in there, though, just like you do, small business owners. You show up every day, no matter what's going on. You don't get to call in, right? We don't get to call in. We don't get any sick days. We show up, and that's what I do. I'm just like you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest guys we know. He's a columnist for Yahoo Finance, the author of one of my favorite books, Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. And he's our good friend, Rick Newman. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back, Rick. So recently you wrote a piece about deflation. Americans don't really know much about that. Europeans know a lot about it, at least older Europeans do, back from right after World War II. And so that's a real concern that they have over there. In America, inflation is the opposite of deflation, is inflation, where prices go up, is what we've lived with. Now, one of my Brain Trust members, Gary Schilling, wrote a book on deflation decades ago, and he still believes, he's believed every year that we're going to have deflation. He keeps talking about it. And I told him once, I said, well, eventually you're going to be right, Gary. But talk to us about why you think we should be concerned about deflation here in America.
This is a little bit hard to get your brain around, because deflation is when there's a sustained drop in the prices of most things. So instead of hearing, inflation was 2% or 3%, you'd actually hear that inflation was minus 2%, minus 3%. And we think, intuitively, this seems like a good thing, because it means you pay less for stuff, which is true. But the problem with deflation is, if it lasts more than a month or two, if things get cheaper over time, people will not purchase them until they absolutely need them, because it's rational to say, well, I don't really need this, and I know it's going to be cheaper next year.
That's right.
So I'll just put that off. And that's really the least of it. Obviously, we have this economy that's dependent on consumer spending, so that matters. But when this deflation really lasts, wages go down.
Mm-hmm.
Employers have no choice but to cut wages, because even if they're selling the same amount of stuff, they're selling it for less.
Well, it's the same philosophy as giving them raises based on inflation. I think one thing we should stick in here is something Gary Schilling taught us, and that is there's good deflation and then there's bad deflation. Good deflation is when your LCD television that last year you had to pay $3,000 for is now $1,000. That's good deflation. Deflation is what you're talking about, Rick.
Yeah, that's an important distinction, because that's productivity enhancements.
Right.
So when you can put more capability, that's right, you're actually putting the difference there. You're putting more capability into a product, and you're lowering the price. So that's a huge productivity improvement. That's innovation. And that keeps things humming along. That's great. When you're getting the exact same thing or the equivalent for less and less and less, it's inevitable that wages have to go down. And then you've got a problem, because if wages start to go down for more or less for everybody, at the same time, people are putting off purchases.
Including houses and automobiles and things like that.
Yeah.
It affects almost everything, doesn't it?
Yeah. And there's one other key to this, which is nobody wants to borrow money when there's deflation. Mm-hmm. Because if you borrow money, you have a fixed payment in a fixed dollar amount, and your wages are going down. That debt you hold actually gets more expensive over time.
Plus, the value of what you borrowed is going down more than just depreciation.
So you'd be very unlikely to commit to an auto loan or especially a mortgage if it was just going to get more and more expensive over time in terms of the amount of your paycheck it would take to pay that off.
One of the things that's interesting, if you lined up five economists across the economic philosophy spectrum, you wouldn't get them those five to agree on anything. All five of them to agree on anything. They might be from the left to the right, off the charts, one way or the other. But if you brought up the topic of deflation, all five of them would turn ashen and would break out in a cold sweat.
Yeah, that's true. And the real life test case for this has been Japan for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
It's just very hard to get out of. I mean, there's no sort of known remedy for this. There are things you can do, of course, but it's just hard to get out of it. You kind of have to grow your way out of it.
Yeah.
And we look at the trouble having grown.
Are we in some danger of that in the United States?
Yeah. So why are we even talking about this? It's a good question. You know, we have had the inflation hawks saying, "Oh, the Federal Reserve has been printing money, and we're going to run away inflation anytime soon." We actually have the opposite problem. We have disinflation, which is the inflation rate is coming down. It's getting close to 1%.
Rick, hold on to that. I want to continue this a little bit in the next segment. Folks, right after these messages, right back with Rick Newman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.